It's quite significant because there's a lot of overgrown nettles, briars and so forth coming on to their back gardens now. So some of them are particularly bad, where the residents have reported that they're afraid to let their children out to play because they don't know what's in the briars, you know, whatever. And, you know, I have contacted Irish Rails at the property section for a number of months now and no response. And I do think it's a bit disrespectful to the people of Sligo that they're not getting that urgent attention. All it requires is for somebody from Irish Rail to come out and prune them and back. You know, but it is a significant problem for the people living in those areas.
And how long has this overgrown have been an issue for in the area?
Well, certainly it was reported to me at the beginning of July, and still no response from Irish Rail. So as I said, it sort of comes across to me as well as maybe a sign of disrespect to Sligo. As I said, you know, everything seems to be concentrated in Dublin and up in that area, but they have customers in Sligo. We have people living beside the railway in Sligo, and it's important that they're treated with due respect and that the overgrown vegetation, that's their responsibility. It's Irish Rail's responsibility to maintain them and to keep them in an orderly fashion. So it's up to them to come and prune them back and maintain them, and that's all we're asking for.
And you've asked as part of the council here to send a letter now this morning. What timeline would you expect Irish Rail to carry out before, you know, getting back?
Well, certainly, you know, ASAP. So I would assume that once that letter lands up in Irish Rail, that somebody will wake up and say, OK, we need to sort this now. Because, as I said, this has been going on. Certainly, I'm aware of it for the last number of months. So, but just imagine if you're living along the rail service there, as you come in Cedar Drive, Mara Boy, Tracy Avenue, and your particular back garden is hampered by this. You've had no opportunity or limited opportunity to enjoy your back garden over the summer months. And you're very mindful of, A, how it looks, but more importantly, you know, what's going on there? You know, what's growing there? Who's in there? Are there rats or anything else in there? You know, so you can appreciate that people, residents, are very concerned about that. So, and they have a right to enjoy their gardens. So look, hopefully Irish Rail, when the letter lands with them, that they'll come and respond urgently.